The Victorian government is under pressure to do more to address a crisis in its child protection system. Last week, the state's child safety watchdog reported on sexual abuse of children as young as seven who were living in residential care facilities, warning it's a system that is creating opportunities for abuse. The Commissioner for Children and Young People, Bernie Geary, recommended the government set a target for getting more of these vulnerable children into foster and kinship care. But Victoria, like the rest of the country, is grappling with an acute shortage of foster carers. Cathy Van Extel reports.
Over the past 15 years, the number of children and young people going into out-of-home care has more than doubled nationally. On any given night, more than 40,000 Australian kids are in care. But at the same time as demand for beds is increasing, the number of foster carers is in decline across the nation. In Victoria, the problem is acute. Victoria's Berry Street Agency, which provides residential, kinship and foster care placements, says more foster parents are leaving the system than there are new people volunteering. Julian Pocock is the Director of Public Policy.
In Victoria, our foster care system for four consecutive years has seen more foster carers leave our system than we've been able to recruit. As a result, we're seeing many more children, including very young children, placed in residential care services. And that's a service system that was never intended to be looking after children under 12 years of age.
Nationally, the majority of children in care, 93%, are in home-based care. But the concern is that fewer foster carers in the system will lead to many more children in residential care. Julian Pocock says there are a range of reasons behind the decline in foster carers, including a complex system and carer burnout.
Once the system is sort of in a crisis mode, what you can see happening is carers being asked to care for increasing numbers of children for longer periods of time, to care for kids whose behaviours they're not trained to understand and respond to. So the problem kind of feeds on itself, and that creates carer burnout, placement breakdowns.
One of the biggest challenges facing the foster care system is the impact of changing demographics.
It's less common for anyone to be staying at home full-time in a caring role, and we've also got an ageing population, and we've also got people having their own children later in life. So unless we make it financially viable for people to be foster carers, we can expect that the decline in foster care will continue.
Julian Pocock says foster carers are volunteers and the amount they receive doesn't cover the cost of caring for a child.
In Victoria, we have the most inadequate and lowest financial support for carers across the country. It cannot be a coincidence that our carer reimbursement rates are so inadequate compared to other states and territories, and we're the only state that for 4 years running has lost more carers than we've recruited.
In New South Wales, it's a similar struggle to attract foster carers, especially with Sydney's high property prices and the need for dual incomes. The state has the highest number of children in out-of-home care, more than 18,000, but it's also leading the nation in placing children with kinship carers. The Marist-run Star Foster Care Agency has one of the toughest jobs, finding a home for children aged between 8 and 18. Fiona Ballas is the manager.
Everybody wants babies, and generally people have the idea that 8 to 18-year-old children, young people, are very challenged, are very challenging, and have some significant issues, which is absolutely true. So the challenges is trying to find a specific type of carer with a skill set who can manage those trauma-based behaviours, who can understand and work with children who have experienced complex trauma and have an understanding and still want to be there and make the difference for these children and young people.
Agencies in New South Wales are dealing with new legislation under the Safe Homes for Life reforms, which is currently being phased in. Fiona Ballas says it's changing the foster care model and that's making recruitment more challenging.
There's a whole new skill set that we're looking for now that is going to be very complex in terms of trying to bring on carers who are actually now not looking at caring for a child till they're 18, but trying to support a child to get out of the system, either go back to mum and dad if that's viable, go to a relative kinship care if that's viable, and then if not, looking at them doing a guardianship order so they can have that child long term outside of the system, so they're independent of community services.
Fiona Ballas also identifies remuneration as an important issue that needs to be addressed.
Even though they get a care allowance, they're still out of pocket because children, particularly children with complex needs and having to pay for services, it ends up being very expensive. So I think a lot of people come forward and they're embarrassed that they want to ask about finance and whether they're going to be supported, whereas that's actually a very reasonable request. So I often think that the remuneration isn't enough or isn't sufficient to be able to provide these children with what they need. However, we're all very limited with what that is.
The solution, according to Berry Street, is reform of the Commonwealth taxation and IR laws. Julian Pocock says Australia needs a uniform national foster care system that's been professionalised, but he says there's little political appetite for it at a federal level.
Successive Commonwealth governments have been unwilling to do what they've done in the UK and the US and other places and do things like give foster carers an increased tax-free threshold so that states and territories can pay them an increased carer allowance and those carers can work full-time looking after kids. So the Commonwealth just hasn't been prepared to look at the tax implications here, and nor have they been willing to look at the industrial relations implications and how we create this new category of work of being a professional foster carer. And until we do, we won't fully resolve these issues.
Has this been raised with the current government?
It has been raised with the current Commonwealth government, and not just through non-government agencies such as Berry Street. We know that state governments, we know the Victorian state government, both the previous state coalition government and our new Labor government in Victoria, have both been pursuing this with the Commonwealth. And at the moment, we're not hearing that the Commonwealth is, you know, expressing much interest.
And that's what we need, of course, national leadership, because this is a crisis not just in Victoria. It's a crisis of child protection right around the country. We need to be looking at a bigger answer to all of this. Julian Pocock from Victoria's Berry Street Foster Care Agency, ending that report from Cathy Van Exel.